the one.
Yeah, he addresses this at the beginning. He says, "At this point, I can hear the laughter of my critics, as well as some of my friends, who mockingly note that the pandemic means that my time as a philosopher is over. Who cares about a Lacanian reading of Hegel when the foundations of our existence are threatened? Even Zizek now has to focus on how to bring in the harvest," which is kind of an eloquent, it sounds like he's being poetic, but he literally means, like, how do we bring in a harvest considering that fruit and vegetables are rotting on the field with no one to pick them? But I think that
it's not
allegorical, that it directly addresses what he's trying to do here, right? Because, like, the situation almost makes a philosopher of everyone unintentionally, because what you think of as the response to the pandemic has everything to do with how you understand humanity and the role of, like, our position in society.
Yeah, like, we're confronted by our situations and the structures which make possible, like, the necessities of our lives, food, and mm-hmm. so on, and also our connections to other people and our relation to the social order. And like you just said, Zizek's pointed that out, in this kind of situation, it requires a lot of philosophical reflection. And yeah, maybe we're all kind of, like, you know, armchair theorists when it comes to we're bedroom theorists.
Yeah, well, yeah, right.
Well, and not just like the fact that, you know, whether or not we choose to wear a mask seems to be a conversation about how we understand liberty and freedom and our rights.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's sort of to me like the obvious point. What's subtly here, what Zizek smuggles in, and what I think ultimately his work's all about, is that harvesting food has everything to do with ideology. And a study of ideology, or a critique of ideology, allows you to understand that the very practical things of our lives, like sitting on a toilet and whether or not how we feed ourselves, has everything to do with the current ideological system that you're in. And bringing in the harvest is like, well, yeah, you know, you harvest food, like, duh, you know, or you wear a mask, duh, or you don't wear a mask, duh. But none of this stuff is actually obvious. It's all ideologically embedded and informed by ideology.
And we're confronted by the things of that nature that are normally, you know, invisible. Like, we don't know who picks the food that we eat.
Yeah.
But you know, in a situation like this, we might learn that it's actually done mostly by migrant workers who are living in, you know, barrack style accommodations, who and are confronted themselves by very, very harsh, very extreme conditions of labor and of,
well, like, health concerns and precarious labor and all that. Yeah. And so it brings to bear the like inherent, like, class dynamics that go largely unnoticed by many people.
It's the weather.